severe weather and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time. For is Friday, May 24th. This is Utah's Afternoon News. I'm Scott Seeger.
And in for Maria Chaleos this afternoon, I'm Tim Hughes. Lots of sunshine out there, 73 degrees.
And your holiday afternoon drive slowing way, way down. I'm Ricky Meese.
Our top story this hour, the Weber County prosecutor's voice taken on an angry edge as he talks about the suicide death of a suspected cop killer today. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour begins our live team coverage. Peter?
Scott Feary gripped Weber County's attorney after accused cop killer Matthew Stewart hanged himself in jail. D. Smith shared much of the evidence he had prepared for trial and maintained Stewart knew police, not some random intruders, were raiding his Ogden home some 16 months ago.
After Mr. Stewart escaped outside of a back window, he continued to fire at officers. But when he was finally trapped and had nowhere to go and gave up, he was taken into custody and he was not shot by the officers.
Smith says Stewart shot Officer Jared Frankham 7 times, killing him. Smith adds that the courts upheld the officer's knock-announce search warrant as constitutional as they went after his marijuana growing operation. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
Reaction to Stewart's passing is divided. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams spoke to his family and the family of one of his victims.
Matthew David Stewart's family is calling their loved one a victim.
There was not just Matthew's mistakes that occurred that night.
And sister-in-law Erna Stewart disputes the DA's claims.
Why not let us have this day to grieve instead of making a press conference and putting out your own agenda?
It's a different reaction from Jade Frankham, whose son Jared was killed by Stewart.
If he was, you know, innocent on the whole thing, I was wondering how come he decided to go that route.
He says God will ultimately judge. Stewart's attorneys wish they'd had more time to make their case. Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. We have a better idea of what a Boston bombing suspect was doing when he left the country for 6 months. Cleon Wall has the update live from the KSL National News Desk. Cleon?
Scott, Tamerlan Tsarnaev was hoping to contact militant groups while he was in Dagestan, but anonymous officials say it is unclear why he never joined up with any of the groups or really even talked to many groups at all. Tsarnaev had a friend that he would attend mosque with, and that friend ended up leaving the area to team up with a militant group, but there's no evidence that Tamerlan did the same. They believe Tsarnaev was self-radicalized in the U.S. and wasn't happy with the options when he got over to Dagestan. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
In other national stories, a bridge collapse in Washington State has exposed problems in tens of thousands of bridges across the country. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
In the collapsed I-5 bridge, civil engineer Maria Feng at Columbia University found two vulnerabilities that she said exist at thousands of the nation's bridges. The first is vehicle overload.
The truck has increased its size and weight. The bridges were not designed for that kind of loading.
And she said the I-5 bridge was what's known as non-redundant.
That prevents loads from being redistributed if something fails.
The American Society of Civil Engineers rates 1 in 9 American bridges structurally deficient. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Now, the principal of the Oklahoma Elementary School where 7 children died in a tornado this week says teachers did everything they could to save lives. Plaza Towers Elementary principal Amy Simpson says the children regularly had tornado drills and bravely faced the powerful storm. Simpson says some teachers took the weight of the collapsed walls on their bodies to save the children.
Politics on KSL News Radio. President Obama handed out the diplomas at the Naval Academy graduation and also had advice for the newly graduated midshipmen. ABC's Ann Compton reports.
One day after telling the country he has narrowed the focus of the fight against terrorism, President Obama welcomed the newest officers of the U.S. military, more than 1,000 Navy ensigns and Marine second lieutenants. He urged them to uphold the honor of the military, which he called the most respected institution in the country.
He also addressed the military sexual controversy, saying it has no place in the greatest military on earth.
Toronto Mayor Rob Ford denies allegations of drug use. Speaking today, Ford denied published reports that he was caught on video smoking crack.
I do not use crack cocaine, nor am I an addict of crack cocaine.
Now, despite his denials, Ford is now facing serious opposition, with even former supporters calling for him to resign and enter rehab.
Insiders say the current wave of political crisis surrounding the White House are causing at least some damage. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke has results from the latest KSL UtahPolicy.com survey.
Inside the Beltway, the GOP has been having a heyday.
Drip, drip, drip. Every day, there's something new.
In Utah, even Democratic insiders agree issues involving the IRS and Justice Department subpoenas of reporters' telephone records are at least somewhat damaging to the White House. But there's a big difference of opinion over Benghazi. 91% of Republican insiders think the events there are somewhat or very damaging. Only 38% of Democratic insiders think so. Republicans and Democrats are nearly even, though, in believing the IRS scandal is somewhat damaging to the Obama administration. Mark Duke, KSL News Radio.
Well, a gigantic landfill will not be going next door to California's Joshua Tree National Park. A regional garbage collection agency is giving up on plans for the mega landfill that would have dropped tons of Los Angeles trash within 2 miles of the park.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News.
The stretch from Memorial Day to Labor Day is what UDOT and UHP call the 100.
And we'll get you an update of traffic and weather together coming up.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning. Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Attention, on Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
Thursday night shows in people's backyards.
Perfect. Grandma, start making some extra potato salad.
7 till 10 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 4:15.
Two men have been arrested over an incident on a Pakistani plane bound for Britain. I'm ABC's Tom Rivers with that story coming up.
Your Utah Honda dealers sponsoring this portion of the news. The more you compare, the more you know you want a Honda. KSL News Time is 4:08.
Two Provo residents are dead after a motorhome crashes into a condo complex in St. George. Highway Patrol Trooper Joe Pastor says the 40-foot motorhome swerved off the freeway after it looks like it blew a tire.
It crashed through the garages of the two units that were attached. There were people home at the time. But none of those people within the homes were injured at all.
Susan and Stephen Clark were in the front of the motorhome, and they both died. Eight kids riding in the back had just minor injuries.
UDOT and the Utah Highway Patrol are gearing up for the 100 deadliest days on Utah's roads that begin this weekend. KSL's Andy Farnsworth explains on the road to zero fatalities.
The stretch from Memorial Day to Labor Day is what UDOT and UHP call the 100 deadliest days.
That's where we'll see about 35% of an increase in fatalities over the next 100 days.
UDOT spokesperson John Gleason says they've had fewer traffic deaths in 2013 so far, 53 compared to 74 at this point last year. But he says they're wary because summer seems to bring out the lead foot in people.
In the summer months, weather conditions are a little bit more cohesive for higher speeds.
And those higher speeds mean a higher likelihood that a crash becomes a fatal one. Andy Farnsworth, KSL News Radio.
Well, if you're getting away by plane for Memorial Day, you'll do well to leave your guns at home. A man trying to board a flight headed for Charlotte, North Carolina, set off an alarm at the Salt Lake International Airport checkpoint. The TSA's Lori Danker says agents followed up with the man and found a gun.
That was strapped to the prosthetic leg of a passenger. It was inside the boot.
Danker says that Jennings' 22 caliber pistol was loaded with 7 rounds, plus one in the chamber. TSA agents handed the man over to airport police, who arrested him on weapons charges. And time for a check of traffic and weather together. Triple Team traffic coverage on KSL, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. First, here's Mark Christiansen.
Well, it looks like the earlier big wham that we had right around the I-80 interchange headed southbound on I-15 is kind of mellowing just a little bit, but still you're going to see the brake lights, but at least traffic is moving from 1700 south. Now through about 3600 south, you'll see heavier traffic. And then it looks like a stretch right through Murray. The first part of Murray is moving at freeway speeds. Again, you'll slow down at 5900 south and remain that way through 90th. Those northbound delays that we've been dealing with, 123rd south now, you'll see the slow traffic pretty much all the way through 80th south or so. And then you make your way further towards the point of the mountain. You've got some delays towards the top there. Heather?
Hey, Mark, as you continue southbound I-15, your biggest problem still remains throughout the Spanish Fork area. We have delays starting just before US 6, and it actually goes all the way into Benjamin. Mostly it's stop and go that entire stretch. It's also affecting people if you're on US 6 heading westbound trying to hook up to I-15. You've got some delays there as well. Ricky?
Heather, for those northbound on I-15 leaving downtown Salt Lake City, you're going to start to see the slowdowns as you're approaching the Beck Street overpass, and that's going to continue up to Woods Cross. A big break in the action before more heavy and slow traffic coming into Kaysville there, milepost 327, right around 900 south. That's going to last up to Layton Hills Mall. Now, to the west, we're in good shape on I-80, as well as the 201, and to the east, also problem-free I-80 and I-215. Use Oakdale Egg Farms Organic Compost, the official compost of Thanksgiving Point, to improve your soil. Available at IFA Country Stores, J&J, and J&L Garden Centers. For a complete list, visit Oakdale.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
From the KSL Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Lene Meyer. The nice weather continues into our Memorial Day weekend. Temperatures overnight tonight dropping to the mid-50s. Lots of sunshine on Saturday, warming us to the mid-80s. We're back in the mid-80s on Sunday with a little more cloud cover. And more clouds move in on Memorial Day, but highs still reach the low 80s. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, I'm Lene Meyer, KSL News Radio.
And right now, 73 downtown.
Well, looks like a beautiful Labor Day. I don't want to get us to the end of the year
already.
Don't
end summer yet.
Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, if you're traveling, be safe out there. You're going to want to join us for Triple Team traffic coverage every 10 minutes on the 9 throughout the afternoon. And plus, we'll get you the extended forecast so you can see what's coming up later next week.
Yeah, it's nice that they held off any chance of precipitation until after the three-day weekend.
Yeah.
You can follow it, of course, here every day at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
If you're thinking about buying a new home, you need to call American Financing today. They'll take the mystery out of purchasing by guiding you through the lending process and tailoring a loan program to fit your budget. Call today to get pre-approved with no upfront costs. With interest rates still extremely low and relatively low home prices, you can't afford to wait any longer. Unlike renting, buying a home will give you the benefit of a tax break, putting money back into your pocket each year. American Financing sets itself apart from other direct lenders by offering pre-approval within an hour, low rates, salaried mortgage consultants whose main objective is to offer you the best customer service and in-house underwriting, which results in one of the fastest closings in the industry. They can offer any loan from conventional to FHA, VA with no down payment, and many others. Call American Financing, 801-485-3838. That's 801-485-3838 or online at AmericanFinancing.net.
Doug Wright, who is hanging out at Brent Brown this afternoon.
Doug. And this is the place for everybody to hang out this weekend. And you know, we were just joking about this, and it's no joke. If you noticed, every Memorial Day, those gas prices just go up. So I can't resist asking this. Larry Terry's here with me, the general manager at Brent Brown Toyota. All of the Toyotas have been known for great gas mileage, but let's talk Prius. What can we get?
boy, with Prius, man, you get 50 miles to the gallon, and that goes a long ways when you're paying $359.
Boy, no kidding, 50 miles to the gallon. Any incentives to buy right now?
Absolutely. Normally, we haven't got discounts on Prius, but we're, again, like I say, we're pulling out all the stops. Right now, you can really almost steal a Prius.
And this is the perfect weekend to steal it, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, May 10th event is underway right now. Of course, we've got the Memorial Day event underway at Brent Brown Toyota here in Utah County. And plus, all kinds of fun things are going on during the Memorial Day celebration. You got the hot dogs. And then tomorrow, some great, great incentives on taking care of your car. So how late do you open tonight?
We're open till 9.
Open till 9 tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, 9, and 9 on Monday.
9 on Monday at Brent Brown Toyota.
I have the perfect place for you to celebrate Memorial Weekend, historic Ruby's Inn in Bryce Canyon. Take one of the scenic road trips and then top it off with a delightful stay at Ruby's Inn. Did you know Ruby's Inn is one of the best lodging and hospitality facilities in Bryce? Amazing activities and festivals, horseback riding, mountain biking, guided ATV tours, nightly cowboy cookouts, and much more. If you've never been to Bryce Canyon, you are really missing out. Begin your journey off I-15 into Parowan, taking Utah's newest National Scenic Byway, winding into one of my favorites, Patchwork Parkway 143, for beautiful summer colors found at Cedar Breaks National Monument in Panguitch. But wait, there's so much more. Make your way through Utah's All-American National Scenic Byway 12. You'll also encounter Bryce Canyon National Park's famous hoodoos. And when you're all done, rest up in one of many of Bryce's best lodging facilities, like Ruby's Inn. To learn more about the Bryce Canyon area, visit rubysinn.com. That's rubysinn.com.
America has FHA conventional mortgages, construction, and jumbo loans. Go to their website at macu.com.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Added news on the quarter hour on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
West Valley City Police documents show the DEA used aircraft to trace Josh Powell even as detectives searched for his wife, Susan. I'm KSL News Radio's Dave Cawley.
Other local stories we're following this hour. A man suspected of killing Ogden narcotics officer Jared Frankham during a drug raid is now dead himself. Matthew David Stewart reportedly killed himself in the Weber County Jail.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Southbound I-15, a little heavy here in the Salt Lake Valley around the I-80 interchange and again through Sandy and Draper. And then the far south of Utah County, just right as you make your way out of Spanish Fork, you're going to be right in the muck and mire there. Mark Christiansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
Expect mainly clear skies and mild conditions for our Friday evening. Temperatures start in the mid-50s on Saturday, warming to the mid-80s with mostly sunny skies. I'm Lene Meyer with your weather on the KSL Extra.
Right now, 73 downtown.
Al, the new details emerging from the Susan Powell case has some domestic violence advocates saying women might see parallels in their own lives. The director of the Salt Lake Area Family Justice Center at the YWCA, Asha Parekh, says if a person feels threatened at home, they need to find someone that they can trust.
There is a great deal of silence and shame that victims often experience that are in the situation.
She says if a person doesn't feel comfortable confiding with family members, people at the Family Justice Center will be happy to listen and help.
Two men have been arrested over an incident on a Pakistani plane bound for Britain. We get more from ABC's Tom Rivers in London.
Just 10 minutes from landing at Manchester Airport, the Pakistan International Airlines flight from Lahore was diverted to Stansted Airport just north of London. A British fighter jet was scrambled and escorted it down. Two passengers were taken off and have been arrested on suspicion of endangering an aircraft. It's thought they may have been joking about a bomb on the plane.
The arrests come as many police forces across Britain have stepped up patrols in recent days following the suspected terror attack in South London.
Well, we've got the Memorial Day weekend in front of us. We're going to tell you just how nice that's going to look coming up in just a moment.
KSL's top national story this hour. Anonymous officials say one of the Boston bombing suspects was trying to join up with a radical group when he left the U.S., but they believe Tamerlan Tsarnaev was not satisfied with his options when he got to his home country.
And now for more of our top national stories, here's Cleon Wall at the KSL National News Desk.
The two men accused of butchering a British soldier in broad daylight had been on the British government's radar for some time, but they say it would have been nearly impossible to predict that they would have been on the verge of a brutal killing. Trucking company says it had permission to cross a bridge between Seattle and Canada that collapsed. The oversized load hit the bridge, causing it to fall into the water last night. We have a better idea of how many homes were demolished in the Oklahoma tornado.
Right now, our best preliminary number for homes destroyed is 1,150.
Kelly Kame with the Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management says over 3,100 people so far registered for assistance through FEMA. Two New York massage therapists have settled a lawsuit with former NFL QB Brett Favre. They claim he sent racy text messages to them. The women lost their part-time positions with the Jets after they complained. Actress Amanda Bynes is charged with a potential boneheaded move. She's accused of reckless endangerment after throwing a marijuana bong out of a New York apartment window. She claims it was a vase. And The Man of Steel is coming out in theater soon.
You will help them accomplish wonders.
But a guy from Minnesota will take a little bit of money off of Superman, or at least from the first comic book The Man of Steel appeared in. David Gonzalez found the magazine mixed with old newspapers insulating a wall. It wasn't in the finest quality, but he's put it up for auction. Top bidder right now. The auction ends sometime next week. Top bidder right now, though, says he's willing to pay $137,000 for this thing.
Wow. Yeah.
Sold.
A mint condition of this sold not too long ago for over $2 million.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
It is the holy grail of the comic world.
Yeah, it came out in 1938.
Yeah. All right. Cleon, thanks.
Well, as we've been telling you all afternoon, unfortunately, this Memorial weekend got off to a very deadly start down in St. George. A husband and wife are dead. We'll tell you the details just ahead.
And this is the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
Time for some triple team traffic, if I can get it out. Triple team traffic taking you into the Memorial weekend here. We check it every 10 minutes on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Mark, guide us through it.
Well, it looks like we're at a quiet point for the afternoon, at least UHP taking a break here in the Salt Lake Valley. Southbound I-15 looks pretty good from downtown now, leading right into South Salt Lake. 2500 South through 33rd going to be a little bit tough, and then you can count on it from 53rd South now with spots all the way to the end of the Salt Lake Valley point of the mountain. If you're eastbound 80 through Sugar House, looks really good, actually, and then through the canyon towards Park City, there are no problems. North or southbound on 215, the west side belt route looks good, and westbound on 201 headed towards the I-80 and then Tooele area in great shape. Heather?
Hey, Mark, the majority of I-15 in Utah County looks pretty good, both northbound and southbound, but we're still running into those delays as you head south, leaving Springville and heading all the way into Benjamin. That entire stretch, pretty much stop and go, a lot of that due to construction and an earlier accident. Also, if you're heading eastbound on US 6 from I-15, that is pretty slow right now, heading up into the canyons. Ricky?
Heather, some of those northbound slowdowns are actually starting to ease up just a bit. There are still some patches of slowing northbound I-15 between the North Interchange and Woods Cross. It just doesn't stretch as far. And then you're not going to see any slower speeds until after the Highway 89 merge and right around Shepherd Lane all the way to Layton Hills Mall for northbounders. Once you're past that, you're good to go into Clearfield right on into Ogden. You want a career and a life? Convergys can relate. Now hiring in Salt Lake City. You'll enjoy great benefits and talented, friendly colleagues. Apply online at careers.convergys.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time for KSL's Accurate Dependable 7-Day Forecast. And Lene Meyer, what is the good news for this weekend?
You guys are going to love this forecast. This is a great forecast heading into a 3-day weekend. We're looking for temperatures to drop to the mid-50s overnight tonight. Actually, just a really nice night to be out and about on Friday. Good for maybe eating outdoors. Temperatures warm to the mid-80s as we head into Saturday afternoon. We're going to repeat that forecast for Sunday. On Monday, Memorial Day will bring in a little more cloud cover. Temperatures warming only to the low 80s. We're going to try to hold off on rain chances until at least Tuesday and Wednesday of next week.
All right, let's not rain on the parade. But you do have some rain in the forecast next week then, huh?
Yeah, it looks like maybe Tuesday and then into Wednesday a few little systems will brush by, and hopefully that'll produce a little bit of shower activity once again, but at least for the holiday weekend, Mother Nature's just giving us a blessing.
Nice of you to hold it off for a couple of days anyway. Yeah, just about anything goes, it sounds like, for Memorial Day. Now, we're going to be back on Monday. I say we, meaning me and my weekend crew. We've got a special edition of the greenhouse coming up on Monday, so it looks like it'd be a good day for planting, too.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. Good for getting out and doing anything. Camping, hiking, whatever you want. It's a great weekend.
Is it a little cooler than usual, these temperatures, or is it about average?
We're actually running about 10 degrees above average heading into tomorrow and Sunday. And then into Monday and Tuesday, temperatures will trend back down into the 70s. But at least for this weekend, guys, it's going to feel perfect. I went out for a jog this morning, planned to do it into the weekend. Just
just great weather.
Great time if you're running, that's for sure. Yeah, not too hot. All right, Lene, thank you very much. Right now in Salt Lake, we've got partly cloudy skies and 73 degrees.
Money News is coming up next. KSL News Time 424.
Attention. On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special price and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
At Dave's Bernina.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning. Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Each summer during the month of June in Manti, Utah, a cast of over 900 portray a saga known as the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
Inspired by the struggles and faith of a people that migrated to this wilderness to escape religious persecution, the pageant unfolds in the shadow of the majestic Manti LDS Temple.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
People come from all over the country and the world to watch the pageant.
The Mormon Miracle Pageant is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
The pageant is so cool. It makes me feel good.
Discover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and explore the charm and beauty of the beautiful San Pete Valley.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. Rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Tickets are not required. Go to mormonmiracle.org for information and follow the pageant on Facebook.
Yahoo has submitted a formal proposal to buy Hulu, joining a growing list of bidders for the video service owned by News Corp and Walt Disney Company. That's what two sources with knowledge of the bid told Reuters. Yahoo just this week announced a $1.1 billion acquisition of blogging service Tumblr.
Your money at this moment, the Dow was up 9 points, will hold at 15,303 through the holiday. The NASDAQ down 4, the S&P was off by just 1.
Utah's Morning News has added a little something extra in the morning.
You've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
Grant and Amanda still have breaking news, emergency traffic, and now additional news, more traffic, and extra weather on the KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Something extra. Weekday mornings 5 to 9 on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Think of yourself in your mind's eye, in your home, now in your bathroom, your stuff strewn about to and fro, toilet seat up, slow drains, tile coming loose, is your wife putting up with a drip? You know, the one in the sink? Got plugs or lights that won't work, doors falling off your hinges, remodeling projects half done? Come on, guy, call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST and get $100 off any repair of $150 or more. Call 444-FAST. We can do it all, except pick up after you. And your wife wants you to do that anyway. $100 off any project of $150 or more. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, drain cleaning, electrical, or any aspect of remodeling from Utah's A-plus, best-of-state, clean-cut, drug-tested, background-check technicians at Whipple Service Champions. Call 444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Go to their website at JiffyLubeUtah.com for oil change discount services offered and your nearest location.
And time for another check of Triple Team traffic coverage on KSL, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And here's Mark Christiansen.
Well, it looks like the heaviest part of the commute this afternoon still remains northbound on I-15, south end of the Salt Lake Valley. Back end of the brake lights, right around 106 south, leading up to about 7800 south. They're still clearing that accident at 8900 south. The wrecker just showed up. Everything off to the left there. And I think just that's kind of what's holding things up here, is that people just taking a look at what's going on. Southbound I-15 remains pretty heavy still between 21st and 3800 south. And then you can count on it from Murray right into Sandy there being very heavy as well. Looks like a surface street accident. West Jordan Police out at 70th South Redwood Road. Looks like a possible accident, maybe a bike involved in this as well. Heather?
Mark, I-15 southbound, as you approach Bangor Highway and make your way around the point of the mountain, you're going to have a few slowdowns there. And then as you, right near 800 North in Orem, we had an earlier fender bender. It was off on the right. Looks like that's kind of in the clearing stage. It's not really causing problems. But where the big issues are still remain down in the Spanish Fork area from US 6 all the way into Benjamin. That is a parking lot still. And if you're on US 6 heading eastbound toward the canyons, got some slow traffic there as well. Ricky?
Heather, northbound on I-15, it had eased up, but now it's filled back in and slowed down once again. And this is going to go from 2300 North Warm Springs Road all the way up to Woods Cross. And then you're going to see more slowing just to the north of Shepherd Lane, right around 1800 South in Kaysville. But by the time you're reaching Hillfield Road in Layton, you're at better speeds for northbounders. Vincent Hair Institute offers the latest techniques to restore your own permanent hair. Hair starting at $89. Remember hair? Find it again at VincentHairInstitute.com, where they restore more than hair. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey guys, it's a great start to our Friday, and the nice weather gets to continue through the weekend. Yay for us. Temperatures overnight tonight will drop to the mid-50s. Think mostly clear skies, and mostly clear skies tomorrow will mean lots of sunshine. Highs warming to the mid-80s. We're back in the mid-80s again on Sunday, and Monday a little bit cooler for your Memorial Day with temperatures warming to about 81 degrees and a few more clouds. We'll hold off on the rain chances, but they come back into play Tuesday, Wednesday, possibly even through Thursday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Lene Meyer, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Afternoon News with Scott Seeger and Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is now 4:31. Sunny in Salt Lake City, 73 degrees.
I-15 delays between the South Interchange and the Point. I'm Ricky Meese.
Our top local story this hour. If you're headed out of town for the Memorial Day weekend, federal airport screeners say you do well to leave the guns at home. At the very least, keep them in your checked bags. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour is live with more on how one Salt Lake City International passenger didn't get that memo. Peter.
Well, he set off sirens, Scott, and that was when a body scanner detected a loaded gun strapped to that man's prosthetic leg inside his boot. TSA spokeswoman Lori Dankers calls that an unusual spot.
Most of the weapons that we find are in people's carry-on baggage, and firearms are never allowed in carry-on baggage. There are certain rules to transport them. It involves putting them in your checked baggage.
The Johnson caliber, 22 caliber pistol had 7 bullets plus 1 inside the chamber. The man missed his flight to Charlotte because he was arrested. Dankers says once someone is stopped in a checkpoint, there's no turning back. She tells summer travelers to double-check what they're carrying. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
A deadly start to the holiday weekend as a motorhome leaves the freeway and crashes into a home in St. George. KSL News Radio, Cheryl Worsley has more.
The Highway Patrol says the 40-foot motorhome apparently blew a tire, which caused it to go off the freeway and smashed into a condo complex right through a garage. Susan and Stephen Clark of Provo were in the front. They died. 8 kids in the back had just minor injuries.
Police say if the motorhome would have rolled into the condos, many more people would have lost their lives.
Well, taking a trip this holiday weekend will be a bit more difficult in Washington State, and the collapse of an I-5 bridge there has drivers in other states wondering whether they're safe. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
The picture of a crumpled bridge in the water is shocking, but Maria Feng, a civil engineer at Columbia University, says it should not be surprising.
We are dealing with the aging and a deteriorating infrastructure.
The American Society of Civil Engineers says 1 in 9 American bridges is structurally deficient, while fixing all of them would be a tremendous task. Feng says there is technology that could help. She's developing sensors that raise alarms when a bridge needs attention. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
People looking for a place to go for Memorial Day have a new option if they're in New Jersey. The Jersey Shore reopens for the summer season today, just a little more than 6 months after being devastated by Superstorm Sandy. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says it's time to get back out there.
Let's open up the beach, everybody.
Several parts of the state are still a mess 6 months after Hurricane Sandy dealt billions of dollars of damage to that coastline.
Well, Memorial Day is a time to remember lost loved ones, and the holiday has special meaning for the family of a Sandy Hook shooting victim. They have ties to Utah, as we hear from KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. Paul?
Well, Scott, people who walk along the Ogden River Parkway will be able to see a tribute to Emily Parker, who was shot in the attack on Sandy Hook Elementary. Donations from people who didn't even know the family were given to the parents, as the parents were told that they just wanted to have something special to leave behind to remember her by. Her parents, Robbie and Alyssa Parker, say that they're still dealing with the heavy emotions from their daughter's death.
We are still trying to figure out how to navigate what this means to our lives now. And trying to figure out, one, how to process everything that we need to process and be the parents that we need to be.
Parker says the memorial is a bench in the park with a plaque with Emily's picture on it. Her parents call it simple but touching. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Politics on KSL News Radio. Some labor groups that love the new health care law are now not so sure anymore. Cleon Wall explains live from the KSL National News Desk. Cleon?
Tim, the problem lies in multi-employer health plans. Those plans cover construction, transportation, and other workers who usually participate in temporary employment. But the plans are paid for by union groups and employers, and they're pretty pricey. Now some unions are afraid that business owners may drop the plans because costs have gone up due to Obamacare. Labor officials think they will let employees fend for themselves through the health exchanges. One union official says that would make President Obama a liar because millions of workers would not be able to keep their insurance. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Well, President Obama had advice and a warning for graduates of the Naval Academy during ceremonies there. Here's ABC's White House correspondent Ann Compton.
Looking out over the white uniforms of more than 1,000 new officers, President Obama called the military the most respected institution in the country. He warned misconduct by just a few hurts.
Those who commit sexual assault are not only committing a crime, they threaten the trust and discipline that makes our military strong.
The graduates took their oath to protect and defend.
Welcome aboard, shipmates.
Ann Compton, ABC News.
Just ahead, as Utah's afternoon news continues, frustration on both sides following the death of a suspected killer in Weber County.
And we'll let you know where the slowdowns are out there as you head into your Labor Day week, your Memorial Day weekend. Traffic and weather coming up.
Real Salt Lake faces the Chicago Fire in the first of a four-game homestand at Rio Tinto Stadium on Saturday, May 25th, presented by Budweiser. Kick is set at 7 with Carnival Real festivities starting at 5. Don't miss the matchup as RSL tries to gain 3 points over this Eastern Conference foe. Visit RealSaltLake.com to get your tickets today.
Velasquez, Plata, Morales, and a goal! Javier Morales!
I will be the difference. Will you?
It's the biggest Memorial Day savings sale ever at Dave Smith Motors. This year's Memorial Day savings sale is so big, it's happening right now. We couldn't wait to share these savings with you. Choose from over 1,500 Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Cadillac, and top quality pre-owned vehicles. Every vehicle is on sale and priced at a low, low, low price. You need to go to DaveSmith.com or call 800-635-8000.
Now, Doug Wright has been at Brent Brown this afternoon. Doug?
You know, we've been talking about the amazing deals that are in place right now, the tremendous selection during the May 10th event, and especially this Memorial Day weekend. This is the time to get into Brent Brown. And Larry Terry is here with me. He's the general manager. And Larry, this sale is spectacular.
Absolutely, Doug. I mean, we haven't talked a lot about our triple play offer, but what our triple play is, like, for example, on a Tundra Crewmax, your $3,000 down turns into $9,000.
Boy, that starts adding up in a big, big hurry.
Absolutely.
You know, I've been amazed, too, at some of the lease deals you've told me about to get folks into cars for, you know, $179.
Those type of payments weren't even around when I was started selling cars back in the 80s.
I know. I bought my first car, I think, my first brand-new car in 1972, and my payment was higher than that.
Yeah, so, I mean, they've made it very attractive for people to get in a new, safe, great car that's really just all you have to do is pay the payment.
And again, the selection is off the charts. Hot dogs, all kinds of goodies, incentives to come on in this Memorial Day weekend at Brent Brown Toyota.
Coming up at 4:45, the state says to be on the lookout for bears if you're out and about this holiday weekend.
KSL News Time now, 4:38. The man suspected of killing Ogden narcotics agent Jared Frankham is dead himself, having apparently committed suicide in the Weber County Jail last night. Weber County Attorney D. Smith let loose this morning about the case, defending the actions of officers who had raided Matthew David Stewart's home.
Well, Matthew David Stewart's family maintains he is a victim of a corrupt system.
There's kind of a good old boy attitude that everyone backs everybody up. I feel like he just kind of knew, he knew what was going, he knew he wanted to do it on his own terms, and I think we've all come to peace with that already.
Ernest Stewart is Matthew Stewart's sister-in-law. The family says it disputes some of the facts the DA spoke about today and criticized the timing of revealing those details on the day of their day of mourning.
West Valley City Police were careful not to call him a suspect, but the newly released Susan Cox Powell investigation documents show detectives kept an extremely close eye on her husband, Josh. KSL News Radio's Dave Cawley reports.
Police hit a GPS tracker on Josh Powell's minivan very early on in the investigation. It notified them anytime he left Salt Lake County. On December 11th, 2009, detectives tailed Josh as he visited a gravel pit near Clive. A DEA aircraft became involved in the tracking as early as December 14th. That's just a week after Susan's disappearance. And after Josh moved into his father's house in Washington State, detectives repeatedly traveled there. They placed cameras around the house to watch the comings and goings, and even followed both Steve and Josh Powell for days in cars cloaked with Washington State license plates. Dave Cawley, KSL News Radio.
Time again for a look at traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. It is triple team traffic heading into this Memorial weekend, and boy, Mark, we have needed it.
Yeah, it actually looks like folks are just now trying to hit the freeways and make their way southbound on I-15. Right between South Salt Lake and DeMurray, going to be just light, heavy, light mix right through the area there. Then it gets really heavy southbound, north and southbound at the south end of the Salt Lake Valley. Sorry, I'm trying to listen to, I think we have a rollover that has just occurred. This will be eastbound on the 215 South End near the Murray Parkway Golf Course. Looking in the camera now, we've got a lot of traffic bunching up right there, and we'll see if we can get a camera on that. It's going to be a little bit slow if you're headed that direction there. Heather?
Traffic still remains pretty good as you head around the point of the mountain. You'll see a little bit of brake tapping occasionally. Also a little bit of heavy traffic through Lehigh. The worst problem remains all afternoon is right from Springville down into Spanish Fork to Benjamin. That is pretty much stop and go. And you also have delays on US 6 heading eastbound into the canyon. Ricky?
Heather, we have a gator in the road. It's a tire tread. And that tire has been causing traffic to swerve. It's northbound I-15 right there by the north interchange. It's in that left lane of traffic, and everybody is able to get around it, but you will see cars suddenly moving over to the left up against the barrier as they're approaching it so that they don't hit it. And it's also adding to the slowdowns that we're seeing northbound I-15 going from 2300 North Warm Springs Road up to about 2600 South Woods Cross. Show support and honor those who gave all for our country. Memorial Day, 7 to 8 p.m. at Veterans Memorial Park, 1985 West, 7800 South. Visit wjordan.com for information. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
From the KSL Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Lene Meyer. The great weather continues into our Memorial Day weekend. Temperatures tonight will be dropping to the mid-40s.
50s, but with lots of sunshine tomorrow, we warm right back up to the mid-80s. The sunshine continues on Sunday with just a few more clouds, and highs once again reach the mid-80s. Slightly cooler on Monday with a few more clouds moving in. Rain should hold off till Tuesday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the night, I'm meteorologist Lene Meyer, KSL News Radio.
And right now, in Salt Lake, cloudy skies in some spots and 73 degrees.
KSL News Time, 4:43.
Outlet shopping is more accessible than ever just off I-15 exit 284 next to Cabela's at the new outlet at Traverse Mountain. The amazing collection of stores includes Utah's first Michael Kors outlets, La Crusade, Pro Image, Go Light, and Under Armour. Traverse Mountain has something for everyone, including outlet favorites like J. Crew, Calvin Klein, Loft, Coach, Nike, Polo Ralph Lauren, and more. Enjoy new stores from Motherhood Maternity, Oakley Vault, and Quiksilver. To satisfy your senses, dine at Johnny Rockets, or for the lighter side, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. Shop the Memorial Day Sidewalk Sale Friday, May 24th through Monday, May 27th. Spend $250 and receive a $10 gift card to the outlets. Redeem at customer service in the Grand Lobby. While supplies last, visit outlets at TraverseMountain.com for a complete list of stores, hours, and events. That's outlets at TraverseMountain.com. Discover your outlet at Traverse Mountain, just off I-15, exit 284. For more, visit outlets at TraverseMountain.com.
Yep, it's me again, and I'm out here at J&J Garden Center in Layton, you know, Utah's largest producing nursery, because I need more trees, and J&J has the largest selection in Utah. I love trees, and I only buy the best, and J&J grows the best products at the best price. Right now, over 25 of their top varieties and sizes of trees are 20% off, and their 7 most popular 2-gallon shrubs are on sale, too. Usually $15.98 each. Right now, they're only $8.98. Oh, I just love this place. And I promise that you'll love it too. So trust me, you won't be disappointed. J&J Garden Center in Layton. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You gotta see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home. J&J Garden Center.
Attention! On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really? Special price and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity. Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
Or you know you want a Honda.
Most of us thought she would, but now it's official. She made the announcement before the GOP state convention, Mia Love, running again for the 4th District congressional seat. And Mia will join us on Tuesday's Doug Wright Show here at KSL News Radio.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. An added hit of news and traffic from KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, we're learning West Valley City Police enlisted the help of a DEA airplane in tracking Josh Powell in the days after his wife's disappearance. Documents released this week also show detectives placed a GPS tracker on his minivan. It alerted them anytime he left Salt Lake County.
Other local stories we're following. Memorial Day weekend begins what UDOT calls the 100 deadliest days of travel on Utah roads. Traffic fatalities traditionally increase by 35% between Memorial Day and Labor Day.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Emergency traffic eastbound on 215 at the south end. Rollover accident just about 800 west has all three right lanes blocked. Traffic is a parking lot and stacking up quickly behind that. Mark Christiansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
The great weather continues on. Mainly clear skies tonight with temperatures in the mid-50s, warming to the mid-80s with sunshine for Saturday afternoon. I'm Lene Meyer with weather on the KSL Extra.
Well, mostly cloudy skies right now and 73 degrees.
KSL's top national story this this hour, the principal of an elementary school destroyed by an Oklahoma tornado says teachers did everything they could to save lives. Amy Simpson says some teachers took the weight of collapsed walls onto their bodies to save kids.
KSL politics, in-depth news and analysis from the political world. And here's KSL News Radio's Ethan Miller.
Chris Christie is governor of New Jersey, and he's always been clear about his feelings for the MTV show Jersey Shore.
Snooki is from Poughkeepsie, the situation from Staten Island. They parachuted these losers into New Jersey. And they want to make all of you believe that they're in New Jersey. They're not. And I've told Cuomo a number of times, take them back. And he is not at all anxious to do so.
So it was particularly awkward when Governor Christie and Snooki met face to face at the reopening of the boardwalk.
I wanted to meet you and just...
Thanks for tweeting at me. I appreciate it. They look to our best.
Yeah.
All right. Good to meet you.
Yeah.
Snooki summed it up best.
He just doesn't like us.
Yeah. I'm Ethan Millard, KSL News Radio.
Well, campgrounds across the state are packed for the Memorial Day weekend, and the Utah Department of Transportation has even managed to get the Mirror Lake Highway cleared of snow just in time for the holiday.
Well, getting back into the great outdoors can come with some cautions, though. This week, the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources had to move a young bear out of a Provo Canyon, and a Dinosaur National Monument campground was also recently closed because of bear activity there. DWR Mammals Coordinator John Shivick is with us live now on the KSL Newsline, and John, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Is it uncommon for people to see that many bears here?
There's quite a few bears in Utah. It's one of those things that we're fortunate to have those things out and about in the woods.
John, you've joined us on the Outdoor Show before, and I know this time of year is particularly tricky because you have young bears who, for the most part, are just curious what's going on in those camp areas.
Right. This is one of those important times of year. It's not just where bears are, but it's where people go. And it's where people aren't always thinking. They're out, they're on a holiday weekend, they're maybe not thinking about things and about keeping their campground safe and keeping their campground clean. And so this is a really good time. Hopefully if people are driving now, they're thinking when they're camping, they're gonna make sure their trash, their food, everything's cleaned up. They burn things off of grills and don't attract bears into these places.
Is that the best way to do it, John, just to make sure your trash is cleared and all your food is locked up someplace?
Right, absolutely. Lock up your food, wipe down picnic tables, burn food off stoves and grills, sleep inside your tent, don't bring food inside your tent. A lot of it is sort of common sense when you think about, keep the campsite clean. And the other thing is, you're not just thinking about your campsite for you. You might never see a bear, but if you leave stuff out, you might be attracting bear and causing a problem for the next camper. So it's important to always do these kinds of things.
All right, John, thanks for your time today. The other thing is, don't follow the cuddly-looking little guy and try and get pictures because mom's probably not too far away.
Yeah.
That is DWR Mammals Coordinator John Shivick joining us on the KSL Newsline.
And we have emergency traffic coverage again and triple team traffic coverage brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Mark, what's going on now?
This is that rollover accident eastbound on 215 at the south end, blocking three right lanes just about 800 west. I've seen a couple emergency crews drive past the 1200 West camera. Right now, looking at the traffic, all three lanes stopped completely. So if you're trying to get on a Redwood Road or anywhere prior to that to go eastbound towards I-15 or further eastbound, it's just going to be a complete mess until they can get this cleared out. I understand it's taking up three right lanes just before you get to the split to go to I-15 southbound. Heather?
And we have traffic problems, I-15 southbound, as you make your way approaching Bangor Highway all the way down around the point of the mountain. That's looking pretty stop and go at this time. Then speeds pick up. You won't have any delay as you make your way all the way down to the US 6 interchange. That's where you run into that stop and go traffic again into Benjamin. And northbound 15 looks really good through Utah County. Ricky?
And Heather, more southbound slowdowns that are appearing on I-15, and they're going to start right around 4500 south as you're coming into the Murray area from South Salt Lake. It is slow and go mixed with some stop and go pretty much from 45th all the way down to Bangor Highway. And for northbounders heading towards Davis and Weber counties, you're going to see some heavy and slower traffic starting from the Beck Street overpass up to Woods Cross, but they were able to get that tire out of that left lane of traffic northbound at the North Interchange. change. Mosey Cloud Backup by EMC. Protect your critical business files and securely access them from any computer, smartphone, or tablet with Mosey, the most trusted name in cloud backup. Learn more at Mosey.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's get a look now at that 7-day forecast with Lene Meyer.
Hey guys, good Friday to you. A nice looking start to our weekend, and a nice looking weekend it will be. Mid 80s for the highs on Saturday after temperatures tonight drop to the mid 50s, so slightly cool to start, but warming up nicely with lots of sunshine for both Saturday and Sunday. Highs on Sunday reach the mid 80s as well. A little more cloud cover on Memorial Day. Temperatures to go down just a bit, 81 degrees, but the rain should hold off till at least Tuesday and Wednesday. That's when we see cooler temperatures as well. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, I'm Lene Meyer, KSL News Radio.
Right now, 73 downtown.
Take you back to Doug Wright, who's at Brent Brown today. Doug?
Now, this is the last time we'll be talking with our KSL listeners live from our remote broadcast here at Brent Brown Toyota in Utah County. And so Larry Terry is here with me, the general manager. We need to just remind everybody the selection, the deals, the financing right now. On top of all the things you have planned for Memorial Day, this is the time to buy.
This really is the time to buy, Doug. We have almost 300 new cars on the ground, 300 more coming in. So yeah, we've got to make room, and we got probably about 150 used cars all ready to go, cleaned up through the shop. Great financing, great rebates. We're pulling out all the stops.
And you were telling me the number of Camrys you have here. What did you say, 40?
We have at least 40 new Camrys on the ground.
So this is the time to come in and take advantage of the great deals, including some amazing specials tomorrow on servicing. We've got the hot dogs, all the fun incentives to get you to come on in here this Memorial Day weekend. And, Larry, it's been fun to be here. It's going to be a killer weekend for you guys.
Absolutely, and we love having you here, Doug. Thank you.
Are you doing what matters most? Are you creating fun memories with your family now? Don't spend your whole life waiting to live your dreams. Get your leisure life today. A Leisure Life is a company designed to help you create experiences and fun memories now. Join A Leisure Life today and open the door to luxury destinations at a fraction of the cost. High-end condos become a reality without expensive ownership and maintenance fees. Stay a full week at the price you'd normally pay for one or two nights. With A Leisure Life, you'll get better pricing than any major travel website, guaranteed. Call 801-901-8FUN now to schedule your appointment and learn how you can get two free nights to Vegas, Branson, or Orlando absolutely free. Your kids may not remember what they got for their birthday last year, but you can bet they'll remember your family's next fun vacation. Start building fun memories today with A Leisure Life. Call 801-901-8FUN. That's 801-901-8386.
If you own anything stainless in your kitchen, you can't help but admire the beauty of it when it's clean. But if anyone at all lives in your house, then you're constantly cleaning the stainless. Spray a little or a lot on the refrigerator, over to the dishwasher. Don't forget the stove and oven. The amount of time you spend cleaning it makes it not worth having. And then when the kids raid the refrigerator, well, let's not even go there. And scratches, well, you definitely need Protect and Shine. Protect and Shine not only helps stainless steel appliances look their best, it prevents harmful bacteria buildup while promoting a germ-free environment. Just a one-time application can last you up to 5 years, and your cleaning time is cut by 90%. You really have to see how it works. Go online right now, protectandshine.com, and get the details. That's protect, the letter N, shine.com. Fall in love with stainless again. Protect and Shine.
Years of producing local, fresh, high-quality eggs. Visit Oakdale.com.
Your money at this moment. The Dow finished the day up 9 points to 15,303. The NASDAQ, though, dropped 4, and the S&P was off 1.
NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Why should you use American Financing? Not only do they offer the best service and turn time so you can start saving money in as fast as 8 days, but if you found out you could save hundreds of dollars a month, I'm sure you'd want to start right away. Most importantly, American Financing has salary-based loan officers, so they aren't going to try to get you into a program or situation that isn't right for you. Customer service is their number one goal. If you currently have an interest rate of 4.5% or higher, you should be
be refinancing while rates are at historic lows. Don't hesitate. Start the new year right and save money on your biggest expense. If you're upside down on one or both of your mortgages, American Financing offers several loan programs that can help those who owe more than their house is currently worth. In some cases, dropping your mortgage insurance significantly with no appraisal required. Act now while mortgage rates are still low. 801-485-3838. That's 801-485-3838 or online at AmericanFinancing.net.
Yeah, you can tell by the sounder, it is still emergency traffic situation out there with triple team traffic coming your way for the Memorial Weekend, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Where to start, Mark?
Well, this is eastbound on 215, the south end at 700 West. You've got a rollover that has occurred about 15 minutes ago. They're taking up the three right lanes, only one lane getting by, but the problem is you've got a whole lot of traffic stacking up behind this. I'm looking at about a mile and a half now. As you approach Redwood Road, if you're making your way along through West Valley, you'll see the back end of those brake lights. It's going to be very slow and go, pushing everybody over to that very left lane through the area there. Heather?
Northbound. The good news is northbound I-15 in Utah County, no problem whatsoever. However, southbound 15, starting just before Bangor Highway, you're going to start seeing some brake lights. It gets really slow right at the point of the mountain. Then speeds pick up again. Not too many problems, but all day long we've had this delay from US 6 in Springville all the way down into Spanish Fork, almost 3 miles worth of delay, a lot of that due to construction. Ricky?
Heather, for those who are in the middle of the valley headed southbound on I-15, you're going to see the heavy and slow traffic starting right around 3900 South. It turns to stop and go about 53rd South, and from there on out it's slow, really all the way to Bangor Highway. And if you're northbound on I-15, we had a report of an accident there around Center Street in North Salt Lake. Right now I'm seeing heavy delays, and that is stop and go mixed with slow and go from about 1700 North up to the